Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's like we work at a real radio station, B. We hear programming. Shout out to Landfill. Let's say good morning to the boys now that we can hear them.
What's up, boys?
Good morning, Aquarium. How's
Hello.
Everybody doing?
I'm
Landfill,
great.
Congratulations on whatever you did to fix it. That's very helpful.
Landfill, I appreciate it. But I'm glad we could hear everybody because I wanted to make sure we got past something that started yesterday. Remember Jeff told us he rode 25 miles in
He rode 25
miles in 15 minutes.
Yeah. No, it was 15
miles in 25 minutes.
15 miles in 25 minutes.
He rode, it was 25 kilometers that he rode in, I think, in what, 25 minutes? Or what was it, Jeff? Because, like, you just changed to 25.
I don't even want to tell you the time because it was horrible.
What was the time? You rode 25 kilometers in how long?
It was almost an hour, bro.
Was it 25 kilometers, though? That's decent.
That's 15 miles. 25
You rode 15 miles
in an hour?
In almost an hour. It was like 50-something minutes. But that's also...
On a Peloton or something?
Yeah. I was about to say, that's also because I was getting off and stretching and stuff because I was hurting. I was dying. I'm not going to lie.
That still seems like more than I've expected. If you were getting off to stretch and stuff... Right?
Yeah, because
it stops when you get off.
I was pushing myself, JP.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Jeff, you are changing your body for the better, man. I've tried to be highly complimentary of it.
Go with it, Jeff.
Give me about a year, I'm gonna start coming to work with my shirt off. I don't care.
Yeah, Jeff.
I'm pushing
get rid
the
of those man boobs,
Jeff,
dog.
There's no reason
I'm
that we're
get you
to
a man
that
zero.
At all.
You know, Jeff, do you drink a lot of IPAs?
No, I don't drink beer.
You don't drink a lot of beer.
Well, but apparently IPAs lead to man boobs. Whatever, we got to figure out because you have cut the gut, but we got to get rid of those boobs, dude.
Yo, I can't.
Get a sports bra.
Nah, I've been doing my chest workouts. Don't worry, it's gonna take. I'm gonna be there, and like I said, I'm coming to work with my shirt off for an entire week.
You got
no, you're not.
You got Jeff at like a B cup, B
I
C
mean,
cup.
He's straight O A plus.
All right, let's talk Hard Knocks, because last night was exciting. Hard Knocks is just so well done, so well produced, all of it. I don't think it should be much of a surprise that it was pretty much Dallas and Philly. Dallas is Dallas, one. Two, Dallas is surging right now. They're red hot, and their last two games, they had the national game on Thanksgiving where they beat Kansas City. Mahomes, Kelsey, like all of it. There's going to be attention on that.
Yep.
And then Philly had a national game also, sort of Washington, but Philly had that game. So as Like, if you are looking to tell a story, ultimately this is a television show, right? Mm-hmm. This isn't an equal opportunity business. This is a television show. If you're looking to tell a story, you've got, unfortunately, the biggest brand in football surging, and one of the biggest brands in football, and the defending Super Bowl champion, maybe falling apart. Yeah. So, like, that's the story you're going to tell.
Yeah. But if you pay attention to TV, you should have known that they were going to have more of those two teams. The Giants and the Commanders right now, what story are you going to really tell? Well, the Giants, because they had a lot of drama with Daboll, you know, and then you had a quarterback who think he can run through everything, and you had a running back who think he can run through everything, and also he can make decisions that coaches don't even try and do, but his coach did do it. So you could make a little bit more drama. This team had a lot of injuries, and things aren't going the way they expected. It's the least attractive one that they want to see right now. So you expect Dallas and Philly to get more play. That didn't surprise me. But still, if you are a football fan, let's get past like, oh, I don't want to watch the other team. I'm a fan. If you are a true football fan, you want to find out everything going on.
Agreed. And I think I thought that was a really enjoyable television program last night. I think the coolest stuff we saw for Washington were two different moments. One, when they showed DQ and AP on the practice field, getting Terry McLaurin back healthy and just watching him and his burst and everything. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Hell yeah.
Like, they were kind of joking about what it means to have guys back, and it means a lot, dude. it means a lot. And so I enjoyed that. And then late in the show, when Washington lost to Denver, when they showed DQ say, you know, we might have lost, but we're not lost anymore. Like, we talked about it Monday when we did the show, and people were calling in that they were just, like, happy to see the Burgundy and Gold play to that level again. I am not somebody that wants to celebrate losses. That's just not how I operate. But what the Commander showed in that game was an ability to compete, and unfortunately we hadn't really seen that. And I understand DQ in that moment giving some love to his team for competing at the highest level. Denver was able to land one more punch than they did, but that game felt like Rocky and Apollo. You know what I mean? Two worthy competitors.
I just think what he did was praise his team for fighting their asses off.
Right.
And letting them understand. Listen, if you have to be under a damn rock or blind if you don't see that they play better.
Right.
You should also commend and reward that. You know, it's not saying, oh, man, you know, we almost beat them. No, we are getting better. That's the ultimate thing. You know, we're getting players back. We're playing better on the field. Things seem to be working. Keep, like I said after the game, I will take that effort because that effort will give me more wins than losses. Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, and the thing he said, we lost, but we're not lost anymore. I love that little saying. I can understand where you're going. Look, man, they were going through a season where, hell, we were asking questions every week. What the hell is going on? What are they doing?
Right.
At least now we can see what's going on. We can see what they're doing. We see improvement. So you're not walking through the damn jungle now. You know, I was looking at the thing, listening to, I watched the pivot with Wes Moore.
Yeah, I need to watch
it. About how the people sent him out and gave him a map. He said, you want to run away here? They sent him out in the damn in the woods by the military school, and he's just walking in circles. And they finally walk up and they laughing at him because they knew he wasn't going no damn where. So they're no longer roaming through the damn jungle with nowhere to go. They now have a attention on a path of where they got to go
right.
And where they're trying to get. So it makes a world of difference to me. Those type of little things right there, you know. I want to see that. I want to hear that. Like, I always wonder, because, like, when we do the show out there, we rarely hear what's being said after the game. So you got to imagine.
Right.
I
you don't
like,
get to hear when you take DQ?
No. We hear him talking. I want to hear some inside the locker room stuff.
Yeah.
When I hear those things, that tells me everything I need to know. And you can see why these dudes stay behind him.
Agreed.
You know, I just, I, I was cool with it. And you know, I have, bro, Hard Knocks been around how many years now?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This in-season one is relatively the principle of Hard Knocks, you're probably talking 20 years.
And it's probably my first time watching the first one and watching the whole thing.
Yeah, because you would check it in.
I'm like, oh, I see that crap when I see it. But, like, I wanted to see because right now, with this team going through hell, I want to see the things and see the people that are going to show me what they really made up at this point.
I agree, man. I think we kind of knew it. I at least believed it. You got to give Quinn credit, man, because it is easy when injuries go sideways and you lose 6-7 games in a row. It is easy for a team to check out, to fall apart.
Oh, yeah.
And that team has stayed locked in. And that is a real credit to me, to the coach.
Yeah.
And that's not always the case, and they've done it. And I think Quinn deserves a lot of credit for that ability. And I know, like, we live in cynical times, and it's easy to kind of be dismissive of all the brotherhood talk, and it's a real thing here.
Bro.
It's a real thing.
Listen.
But, like, you played in the NFL a long time.
Yeah.
I imagine there were coaches when they tried to bring up that conversation, you were in. And I imagine there's other coaches when they bring that stuff up, you're like, man, shut up.
See, if the coach, like when the question was asked about those guys doing the bag drill.
Yeah.
And I said, if the coach is consistent with it, it'll never leave. You have to be consistent. There are coaches who never discuss it. Then all of a sudden, when they think it's a good time, they go, come on. And you look at him like, dude, please. You never said that crap before. Get the hell out of here.
Right.
But even watching, like you take it away from that Revo. Bringing up Tavita in front of the team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talking about him going, that's brotherhood, man. Every player, every coach was thrilled and happy for this man.
Totally.
You know, like the thing I've said, people are like, oh, man, you know, dudes leave team. If you're really a friend of somebody, because they go on to another team, don't mean you stop being their friend.
Totally.
You know, I got some of my best friends who I was playing with, and I left or they left, went to another team. We still boys, you know. So when you see those things happening in multiple occasions, it shows you what they're about. From the moment I saw him bring those military guys in here, and those guys had to carry those big damn telephone poles, you can't carry it by yourself. And if you got two people that are trying to do it, it's not going to work. Everybody got to work together. And ever since then, you see it. These dudes believe in each other. They care about each other. And you win games like that because I was listening to Grant and Danny were talking about, you know, 1991 football team about how the rankings were. Hell, scored 485 points, gave up 220-something. You had 264 points more than you gave up. You know what I'm saying? You had 264 points. You gave up 220-something. So, basically, you outscored people by much the amount of points you beat teams by. That right there was a team about brotherhood. They cared about each other. They did stuff for each other. And one thing you do when you really give a damn about somebody, you won't let them down. When you don't care about them, you don't give a damn if you let them down or not. So all of that stuff will come to play. It played last year. This year, by them staying together, it's playing. We'll see how it goes again when next year comes around. And they have health.
Health is wealth, baby. Health is wealth. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We got some dumb news from the Hall of Fame. Neil Greenberg joins us at 11. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.